McPherson is one of two tonight. This would give Auburn a 10-point lead, nearing 3 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. Snap down, kick on the way. The kick is good!
Congratulations on the win. A hard-fought victory for the Tigers tonight.
Absolutely, yeah. Hey, it's a lot better than the last time I talked to you. So, win is never easy, and it never gets old. You know, when you win a game, a lot goes into it. And it's not just the last 7 days. It's the last 10 months, you know, to get ready to win a football game. And things came together tonight. You know, our defense played really well. The offense did a lot of really good things. We did some decent things in the kicking game, and all came together. And hopefully we can build from here and get a couple more wins.
All right, let's start with the kicking game and your thoughts about Alex McPherson. And his first extended play tonight.
Yeah, well, I think his inexperience showed there at the beginning. He had a rough start. You know, they blew the whistle ready to play, and he kicked it like 3 seconds later. I'm like, and he came off the field, and I'm like, Alex, just take a deep breath, buddy. Hey, just relax. You know, I think he was just a little amped up, and he kicked that one out of bounds. And then he settled in. You know, he missed that long field goal in the first quarter, but then he nailed two of them, and he played pretty well. So really proud of the way he stepped up tonight.
Field position in a game like this can be a big, big factor. And if you're going north today into that north end zone, that's a pretty big win. I thought Oscar Chapman was terrific for you at the punting spot.
Oscar was great. You know, and his average won't look good on paper. He had a couple of short punts, but they were inside the 10-yard line. You know, and so it's a 30-yard punt, but it's a good net for us because it gives them a long field. And the way our defense was playing, you know, Cadillac called a punt a few times where we could have went for it or kicked a field goal. But the way we're playing on defense pinned him deep, and Oscar did a really nice job of that. But he also flipped the field with a couple of bomb punts when he had the win behind his back. So he was a really valuable weapon tonight.
Thoughts about your guys on the edge and getting the pressure on the quarterback tonight?
Yeah, you know, Derek's the headliner, but the other guys that have stepped up all year long, like, you know, Colby moves outside with us the past couple of weeks, and I think he's got about 4 sacks since he moved outside. Like, he's really stepped up. And right before he calls that strip sack, he said, watch this, I'm going to go strip the ball because there's a timeout. And he just felt it. And, you know, some of the pass rush things that we were talking about on the sideline really came true on that one play. And just him and Dylan Brooks really stepped up tonight. Proud of those guys.
That turns out to be an enormous part of this game tonight. The strip sack by Colby, the recovery by Morris. It gets you the final points on the board that turns out to be the difference in the game tonight.
Yeah, it was the field position. We got the ball. We were in field goal range. We ran some clock, ran the ball, put it in the middle of the field. Alex nailed the field goal, and then Evan went out, and Evan really stepped up with some good kickoffs tonight too. Right. And then he hung one real high into the wind, which gave Jarquez time to get down there and make the tackle. So that gave him another long field. Now, they went down and scored, but you know, thankfully we came up with the onside kick with the hands team and sealed the victory. So some really good things tonight.
All right. On the onside kick, just talk about the instruction there, because it can go a number of ways at that point.
Yeah, every team does things a little differently, and they put 3 guys in the middle of the field. They had 2 kickers in there, and they had another skill guy. So we had 2 guys stacked in the middle of the field, have to go with the motion guy to the side he's running to, because that's where they're going to kick the ball. So the guys on the front line, we tell them, you're either catching the ball, you're knocking it out of bounds, or you're blocking somebody. So the ball came hot at, I think it was Shed, and he let it go. So Shanker could receive it, and he went and made a block, and all three or four guys on that side made a block, and Shanker got the ball, and the rest is history.
Right. Cadillacs 1-0.
Cadillacs with the victory, 1-1. All right, a win tonight, and now the idea of a bowl game is still in the picture for this Auburn team, and next up is Western Kentucky next Saturday at 3.
Yeah, one game at a time, the old cliche, but it's true. Yeah, we got Western Kentucky next week. They're a really good football team, but we got 2 games left, and we win them both. We get a bowl game. We get another opportunity to play the game, and, you know, maybe Anders can come back by then and finish his career the right way. And, you know, that's we'd like to finish it the right way. You know, it's been a rough year, but if we can go out and get a couple more victories, get a bowl game, I think that would be a pretty good accomplishment by this football team.
Congratulations. Enjoy this one tonight, War Eagle.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, War Eagle.
Valentoni, our guest, will send it back upstairs to Brad.
From the 3 for A&M, Wigman from the gun. Amari Daniels flanks him to his right. And a tight end back there as well. Auburn rushes 4. Wigman in the pocket, throws it away.
Boy, a massive defensive effort by the Tigers tonight, and especially in the second half tonight. What was the message to the defense at halftime tonight, and boy, did you guys respond to it there in the second half tonight.
I feel like the message was, you know, coach brought us together and he just told us to keep going. You know, we had a really good first half, and we've been working on stacking it. You know, we as a defense, we really come out and start good, and then, you know, you start sending us the trend down. And today I feel like we broke that trend, and we trended up, and when our best was needed, our best was there. So I definitely feel like we did good on defense, you know, getting our offense back the ball, did really good on third down, getting off the field, and, you know, just playing team defense, D-line doing their job, DBs doing their job in covering, and, you know, that's all you can ask for as a defense.
Talk about the atmosphere. Talk about just an electric atmosphere, not only tonight, but, I mean, all week on this campus.
Yeah, definitely. I feel like that, you know, that plays a super big role coming back home, you know, after the close one we had last week, and just, you know, it already being known that coming back home to Jordan-Hare, it was going to be big and it was going to be electrifying. You know, coach harped on it that we got to control the energy and use it as good, you know, because when Jordan-Hare is at its peak, man, you know, Jordan-Hare brings good things. So we definitely just wanted to keep the crowd into it, and the crowd was into it. You know, thankful for those that stayed, you know, in the cold weather. It was kind of chilly, and it was still packed up, and, you know, we were able to get some offside calls, and, you know, the crowd, man, they play a big role, and we love them. We love the fans.
For you guys in the back part of that defense, just talk about the defense against the A&M pass game tonight.
You know, I feel like, you know, our coach put us in positions where, you know, he wanted to confuse the young quarterback and, you know, put a lot of pressure on us to, you know, cover our guys. And I feel like we were able to do that. Did really good prepping for them, anticipating knowing what was going on based off the splits and stuff. And I feel like we just did a good job of, you know, just playing team defense. You know, our D-line was able to get us some sacks, you know, so that's always a good thing. And then, you know, just us as a DB group, you know, coming together, communicating, you know, all being on the same page was definitely, you know, it worked for us.
And now some momentum moving forward. A final home game coming up with Western Kentucky next Saturday at 3 o'clock. You guys still have the eyes on a bowl season now. Another win, and you guys have to win it out to get there. But you still have that option for you right now.
Yes, sir. You know, the goal is to always just go 1-0. You know, so we're going to celebrate this one today and then, you know, go in tomorrow and see what we can improve on, because there's definitely always things you can improve on. And then, you know, put this one away and move on to Western Kentucky. And then, you know, start worrying about them and worrying about coming home for one last time and, you know, getting Jordan-Hare rocking again. And, you know, that's definitely the motto. Definitely want to just focus on this one right now and then move on to Western Kentucky and being able to get ready to handle business.
Enjoy this one tonight, War Eagle.
Yes, sir, War Eagle.
Keyonte Scott, we'll send it back upstairs to Brad. Second and 10 from the 42-yard line for Texas A&M. Hall, Joseph, Harris, and Wooden up front for Auburn. Auburn rushes four. Wigman, knockdown ball is loose. It's loose. I think Auburn has it. Back at the 32. Wooden knocked it away. Ball loose.
Auburn's
Who
ball.
Has it?
Auburn's ball.
Auburn has it. Auburn has it. Morris Joseph Jr. jumped on the ball. Wooden came from behind and knocked it away. Auburn ball with 5:34 to go at the A&M 32. Five tackles on the night for Cam Riley and a big defensive effort, especially in the second half. Man, you guys made it tough for A&M to get anything going in the second half tonight.
Yes, sir, we did. You know, it was exciting, you know, watching defense swarm across the field. I wouldn't just say the second half, you know, the first half too, because it was a hard for them. I don't think they passed the 50-yard line, but it was a couple of times. You know, it was just good, you know, having everybody swarm across the field and the defense able to make plays, send the offense up in good field position.
It was tough going, especially in the second half, because it was three and out and three and out and three and out. They didn't have a first down until the fourth quarter of play tonight.
Yes, sir. They did not. Yeah.
All right. Talk about just your thoughts coming into this game and your challenge from a defensive standpoint coming into this game tonight.
You know, it's just been a lot of adversity going on throughout the last couple of weeks, throughout the season, you know, with different culture changes and things like that. And I feel like the team just been going through adversity. But, you know, the challenge we had was, you know, it's for everybody to come together and everybody to play together. And I feel like we did a good job with that, not just tonight, but we all came together last week as we played Mississippi State. And it carried on over through tonight, even though we took a L on last week, but you know, this week's game showed up tonight, and you know, we got the dub. So,
as heartbreaking as last week was, boy, there was a buzz on this campus and in this town all week long. Is that something you guys picked up on as you were getting ready for this game tonight?
Yes, sir, we did, because all last week, all I've been hearing was how different of a team Auburn looked at. Looked last week, and then, you know, it just carried on throughout this week. You know, just, you know, the team just knowing its potential, and, you know, with everybody gaining confidence back from last week, you know, it just rolled over to this week. But, you know, just going throughout all last week, hearing how different of a team we looked at, you know, just rolled over into this game right here. Man.
One of the big defensive plays of the night is the strip sack by Kobe Wooden, and then Morris Joseph getting the fumble recovery, setting up the last field goal of the night. What's your view of that play?
Oh, see, the thing was, I think it was a timeout or maybe someone had got injured right before that play had happened. But we was all in the huddle, and Kobe Wooden had told us, watch one of his little technique fundamental of things that D-line be doing. He said, watch him do it. And it's crazy because he actually went out there and did it, and he got a strip sack. So he actually visualized himself doing it before that play had happened, and he actually went out there and did it, because I don't think nobody in that huddle was really thinking. Well, we know Kobe wouldn't, you know, he's a good athlete, but I don't think anybody was really thinking that Kobe was actually finna do that. And then once I seen it happen in my own eye, I was like, wow, that's crazy, because he actually went out there and did it.
So he called his play there?
Yes, he did call his play.
How special was it in the locker room after this to get that win tonight?
You know, it felt good. You know, it's been about a month since we won our last game. So, you know, just, you know, feeling that vibe and energy all over again from the beginning of the season. It just felt good. You know, we felt like Auburn again. You know, we've been down the last couple of weeks throughout the season. But tonight, you know, it just gave everyone a better feeling.
Enjoy this one. Get warm, War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
Cam Riley, Auburn linebacker. We'll send it back upstairs to Brad. Jarquez and Tank flank the quarterback. Tank out of the backfield. They hand the ball to the near side. Jarquez Hunter, 45-40, 35, puts his head down, gets inside the 30. Boy, anytime you get to talk to an offensive lineman, you know that you've either done a good job with pass protection or run blocking. And Auburn ran for 270 yards tonight. Jahlil Irvin joins us. Just talk about the effort of you guys up front tonight.
It was really good. I mean, Coach Friend and Coach Simmons have been preaching on just playing fast and just playing with nothing to lose, really. I mean, I just enjoy doing it, just being out there and just playing with my brothers. I mean, one thing Coach Catalyze just preaches on is just serving, believing, and being disciplined. So he really puts that on us to do that just consistently. So I appreciate everything he's doing, and I just appreciate playing. It really wasn't even about me playing tonight. It was really just about doing what I can to help my brothers win, really.
But with that said, you've got to be ready to play, right?
Yeah, that's one thing Coach Friend always preaches, too. Like, you never know when your role can change. And, I mean, it's kind of the same thing happened earlier this year versus Missouri. I mean, Tate went down, so I just had to go in and just do my best and just try to help them win. I mean, hopefully I can just keep playing, right, and just always be ready to go, you know.
Talk about the guys that were running behind you, specifically Tank Bigsby and Jarquez and their efforts tonight.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Tank, Jarquez, and even Robbie, I mean, we know we give them just a lane. They're going to hit it, and they're going to run hard, you know. So, I mean, we do our part. They're going to make us look good. So, I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
Jahlil, just talk about being in this locker room. I mean, as heartbreaking as it was last week, you guys took momentum out of that game a week ago, and you could feel it on campus through this week, and you knew the Auburn family was going to be there tonight. So how satisfying was this in the locker room here tonight?
It was satisfying. I mean, even one of the things Coach Cadillac talked about was just like, this was a stepping stone. Mm-hmm. And I think even like coming in on Sunday and Monday, everybody really believed that and bought into this message. So, I mean, we knew what we had to come out here to do. We knew we were going to have to run the ball and just do our best that we could do to win the game. And I'm glad we came out with a W.
Did you have any trouble staying warm tonight?
No, I mean, I'm on the punt team. So, I mean, when I saw Brandon get hurt, I mean, it was just natural instinct just going there and run and just do what I can do to help the team win.
Congratulations on this win tonight. Enjoy it, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
Jahlil Irvin, Auburn Center, as the Tigers win it tonight, 13-10. Back upstairs to Brad.
Pair of wide receivers, Coy Moore and Chet Jackson to the Auburn boundary. Out of the gun, play action, they throw. Wide open, touchdown! Touchdown, Javarius Johnson! 16 yards and a score, touchdown Auburn!
Co-offensive coordinator, Auburn wide receivers, Coach Ike Hillier joins. Congratulations. It's nice to get a win. As hard fought as this was, this is a heck of a feeling for this ball club right now.
No doubt about it. We're excited about this. Just the fact that, you know, the fans were challenged by our head coach. They showed up. They responded. Kids responded again by playing their hearts out. We found a way to get a win. It's no better feeling right now.
All right, let's talk about the one touchdown tonight. And Sparks, he was open. He was open for you in the end zone tonight.
One of the few things that did go well in the passing game, and you know, we dialed up a play there that had hurt him pretty bad on the previous occasion. We got a chance to get Vara wide open, and Robbie got the ball to him for a good score and momentum for offense.
It was a night where it was tough to pass the ball, but Caddy talked a little bit that you guys were going to be running the football, that you were going to be run heavy tonight. So what did you see out of this offense tonight?
Well, I think at the end of the day, when we look at the strength of our offensive football team, it starts with our running attack. We have three backs that are really worthy of, you know, really, you know, 20 to 25 touches a game. If you add Damari Austin in there, and obviously Tank and Jarquez are going to get the bulk of the carries. But, you know, both of those guys went for over 100 yards on the ground. That's where everything starts for us. We talked about trying to get more out of the passing game. We didn't get that done this week. We'll go back to the drawing board and continue to work there. But we're really proud of the effort that these young men have had for us for the last 2 weeks. You know, we'll continue to rely on our run game, you know, Robbie's legs, because that's where, you know, our strength lies. I think everybody knows that, and we'll continue to come up with creative ways to hopefully get that done and lead us.
How have things been different for you the last 2 weeks, especially off the field planning and getting ready as one of Auburn's co-offensive coordinators?
Well, it's been cool to get in the lab with the rest of the staff and try to find ways to get some productive offense going in a run and pass game and talk about formations and personnel and matchups. So just for me to have more of a say in terms of what's going on, it's obviously been flattering, but it's a collective effort by everybody. We're just trying to find ways to put these young men in position to succeed and continue to get wins like we did tonight.
Congratulations on this one. Enjoy it tonight, War Eagle.
I appreciate it, War Eagle.
Ike Hilliard, Auburn, a co-offensive coordinator, wide receivers coach, and we'll send it back upstairs to Brad. Congratulations on what must be a most satisfying win tonight, 13-10. You knew it would be a hard-fought game tonight, and that it was. But you guys come out of here victorious. Congratulations.
Thank you. First of all, I give it up for my staff. Wow. I know a lot of times in this, you know, a lot of the light gets shined on myself, the head coach, but I'm talking about from officer staff, one coach friend, Coach Hillier, Coach Bernardi, Coach McDaniel, along with Steve, those guys chopping wood late at night, making our job a lot easier than defensively. Coach Smitty, Zach, Coach Ectors, those guys, how hard they work from special team, how we all pulling in the same way, we helping, we chipping in, whatever we can do. It's just to have those guys serve, and we serve each other, and that been kind of the message of, man, these kids going to do what they see us do. So if they see us working together, they see us serving, that's what they gonna follow. Then you gotta tip your hat off to our kids. Wow. Just the things that done happened over this past week, how they have come together, opened their hearts, and competed and believe in what us coaches are preaching. And then along with the Auburn family, yeah, the fans, like, come on. Come on. Be in that stadium, Jordan Harry, and we are so blessed to be at a place like this that we got so much support and so passionate about Auburn and love everything about Auburn. So I'm honored and blessed. Of course, all praise and glory go to God. Without this, none of this would be possible. This is, I mean, you can't make this up. This is, he have his hands all in this.
When you played that 04 team, you guys always locked arms when you came on the field. You guys locked arms tonight when you came out there in front of that big, big crowd.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Lock it up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know that 04 team get a lot of credit, but from 2001, 2004, I've been here, man. Early on when we were going 8-5, 9-3, whatever we're doing, we had that brotherhood. We had that family environment. We rolled for each other. We were down for each other. Now I'm gonna tell you honestly, all that started with Brother Chad, who I truly feel like the glue to Auburn football. And one simple adjustment in Friday's schedule and bringing him around more. I know he don't want me to talk about it, but like I tell him, he plays a pivotal role in this just from tweaking the schedule from instead of doing chapel on Friday as soon as we get to the hotel to finishing. That's the last thing we do. Once again, chapel last night. We had another kid get saved. Luke Dale got to share his story about his dad, about the conviction piece, about service and forgiveness. And to hear him speak about his dad, it made me want to be better for my two boys. So I mean, it's amazing what's going on here. It's amazing. And, you know, it's God.
Talk about the defensive effort for your ball club. Boy, especially in that second half. That was dominating defense in the second half tonight.
Wow. Let's hunt, D. Like, I keep telling them, guys, when I play here, I could never sit on the bench. I always wanted to watch the defense, always. I mean, you know, of course, you know, one of my best friends, Carlos Wright, he played on defense. So I was, you know, just always supportive of guys on defense. And I'm a defensive minded guy. I love to hit. I love to strike. I love to see the tenacity. I love to see the relentless. So to see them play like that old Auburn defense, it's amazing, man. And I read some things of just what former defensive players done been here. All they want the guys to see is effort, relentless. And like I told them, what we don't have in the talent or what we don't have in numbers, we can make that up with our effort, where everybody getting to the ball, everybody, you know, doing their 1-11, winning their 1-on-1, straining. And them boy, they play lights out.
And no better example of that effort than the strip sack by Colby Wooden and the fumble recovery by Morris Joseph Jr. that sets you up for the final 3 points, the final field goals, it turns out to be the difference on the scoreboard in the game tonight.
100%. Again, fight or quit. Ever since Mississippi State last week to now, that's been the message. Fight or quit. Like, we ain't going to watch the scoreboard. We ain't going to start pointing fingers. We going to dominate the guy in front of. So we going to make people quit. And that's what Auburn football is. That's how Auburn defense play. Fight or quit.
Describe the locker room after this one.
Wow. You know, to have my two boys there, Cole and Quinn, and to see a lot of my former teammates there in support, And to see them young men and his staff so happy for me, I'm real. Like, I'll be forever grateful for this moment. Be forever grateful for Auburn.
Pretty special game ball from the captains too, right?
No doubt. I appreciate those guys. I was surprised. You know, I was ending it. And, you know, to hear those guys, D-Hall and the rest of those captains come up, Shane, OP, and just say, man, we appreciate you. Appreciate how you came in, care for us. That's everything. That's bigger than wins and losses to me.
All right. Final message now to the Auburn family that, boy, has rallied around this ball club and packed this house tonight. I mean, there was a buzz on this campus throughout this week.
Message is, let's continue to be Auburn. Let's continue to serve. Let's continue to believe. Let's continue to be in relationship with each other. Let's continue to love Auburn, because we all know this Auburn spirit. If you love Auburn, Auburn will love you back. And we're super, super appreciative of the Auburn family. And I know these players, to see the buzz, to see them Tiger Walk today. And those guys are ecstatic. A lot of these guys are new faces first year. A lot of these guys don't know what the real Auburn family is. And they're getting a taste of it. So, you know, my challenge to this, you know, the Auburn family, let's continue to pack the house. Let's continue to support these guys. Because, man, they going to fight. I'm talking about to the end. And on top of that, we're changing lives. And to me, that's what it's ultimately about.
Congratulations. Enjoy this one. War Eagle.
Thank you. War Eagle.
Tigers head coach Carnell Williams, and that's going to do it from the Auburn locker room. I'm Andy Bertram.